Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you.
Amen.
He's concerned about you. And he want to make a real change in your life, a real change that will last for a lifetime. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services, amen, in jails and prisons before the coronavirus of 2020. Praise God. This is March of 2023, and we are coming out of the coronavirus, praise God, and we're getting ready to get back into our normal way of life. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have a powerful message here on the broadcast. We've been talking about this year, about treating people fairly, having love one for another during the month of February. Praise God. During the month of March, we're going to continue with that subject as we go in there. And we're going to be talking concerning treating people fairly, treating people right, and having the power of God on the inside. Because we're going to take Jesus to help you to obey the commandment to love one another. Praise God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's message. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Yes, it's time to live holy. Looking at the violence going on in our world today, I mean, violence is really spreading. You got young kids, 6 years old, taking a gun to school, shooting the teacher. Kids bringing weapons into schools. You got people shooting, and you got holes in houses, in neighborhoods. Violence is spreading because people have no fear of God and no fear of man. The jails are full and the devil is still raging in people that's not in jail. Even in jail, the ones that's in there are still want to do wrong. Try to bring in drugs. Try to bring in all the things that they want inside the jail that they're not supposed to have. Because the sinful nature is in man. Jesus come to take that sinful nature out. That's the reason why I preach the power of the blood of Jesus. Because it's more to being a Christian than joining a church, shaking a preacher's hand, being baptized in water, making a confession of faith and repenting of your sins. Being baptized in water is only laying a foundation. That does not complete your salvation. It only starts it. Repentance lays a foundation. When people repent of their sins, ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, it lays a foundation so that you can build upon. But so many Christians, they repent, as they say. They get baptized in water. They join a church. And they feel like they are saved. That's all it is. Some got a nerve to claim the Holy Spirit because they are Christian. But I got news to let you know. There is more to being a Christian and being saved than just repenting of your sins, getting godly sorry of your sins, and then being baptized in water. That's only starting and laying a foundation. If you want to go to heaven, you got to go further than that. Jesus came into the world to bring salvation. He came to give his life on Calvary's cross. Now, Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross not only to forgive us of our sins, but the blood of Jesus will go down in your heart and root out that indwelling sin that was born in us through the fall of Adam. Now, I preach it on radio, and I'm putting it around, let people know, because a lot of church people don't know this. You cannot have the Holy Ghost with that Adam nature of sin abiding in you. In order for you to get the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, then you must get that Adam nature of sin out of you. Godly sorrow and repentance is not strong enough to get that Adam nature of sin out of nobody. People can repent, and you can repent all you want to, and the Lord will forgive you for all your committed sins. It will drive out that drinking demon, that smoking demon, that cursing demon, that lying demon. But that Adam nature is still there. It's only one way to get it out. That is through the blood of Jesus. That's why John said in St. John 1:29, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Not the sins, but the sin of the world. I'm telling you, Jesus come to take that sin out. And when he take that sin out, he'll place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That is the new birth, being born again. A lot of people don't understand that. But I'm letting you know that Jesus will breathe a life in your soul and sanctify you wholly. Get that Adam nature of sin out of you. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, to make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And then you'll be a candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes, because the Holy Ghost comes in a clean vessel. The Holy Ghost don't come in nothing dirty, but it comes in a clean vessel. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. People, you need to work your salvation out. Don't just be satisfied because you're a Christian and you made a confession of faith. But go further than that. If you're planning on making heaven your home. Because only the pure in heart shall see God. And I'm telling you, there's no way to get pure but through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. So many Christians can't live right because that Adam nature is still in their heart. You got preachers can't live right because the Adam nature is still in you. But Jesus come to sanctify the people. That is to root out that indwelling sin. So that you can be free. That's why Jesus said in St. John 8:36, "For he that the Son set free is free indeed." Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Praise God. Amen. We plan on having church with the message this month. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, let's go to Proverbs 16:11. Let's see what the Bible said here.
"A just weight and balance of the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work."
Amen. Let you know, a just balance and weights is of the Lord. God wants us to be honest and true. That's what I'm saying. It's time to live right, people. It's time to keep God's commandments. Time out for playing church. If you want to go to heaven, then you must be honest, having a just weight. Measure up to this word. Live according to the word of God every day. We sing the song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Everywhere you go, people are watching. They want to see the way you live, how you conduct yourself, how you treat others. In order for you to be an effective witness, You got to let your light shine. If you say you're a child of God, then live it. Demonstrate it by the way you conduct yourself in your everyday life. That's how you know you are a child of God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Right now, we're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith because it's time for holiness. Let's get ready for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll hear right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in them. Put that peace and love in their heart. Glory to God. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Bind them demons and devils in them jails and prisons and them inmates. Lord, cast out that drinking demon, that smoking demon. Lord, that drug demon. Lord, those that want to do violence. Lord, bind them evil spirits. Lord, and set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The song said, I surrender. I surrender all to Jesus. You heard the message that Ella Holmes that gave us and heard the prayer. We must give everything over to Jesus and him to be able to mold and make us into who we need to be so we can be able to live holy. Because without Jesus, we can do nothing. You will believe that prayer. You have been forgiven. You have been set free. And so keep on thinking and keep on praising God and adding to what you have received. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He is your best friend. There is nothing that he cannot fix for you. Just give it to him and leave it in his hand. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Will you continue to pray for us as we pray for you? And the Lord can provide your every need and can set you free also too. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. Amen. We're getting ready to go back into the jails and prisons again and doing what the Lord called us to do, to minister to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. And those of you that listen to us on the broadcast, just, amen, give us a call, give us a, write us, drop us a line, let us know. Praise our God. Be glad to hear from you. Amen. Missionary Bell, be glad to receive your letters. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, I'm telling you, amen, write us, amen, for Spanish material called Jesus Love the Spanish-speaking people. To the next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the companions, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.